This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a journey to a fantasy world of dreams, an arts program that's capturing attention from the nation's capital, or a local production to get you in the holiday spirit, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. Do you remember last night's dream? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, my guest today will put you in a dreamlike state with a series of oil paintings in the exhibit Before We Wake, as she takes you on a magic voyage to another world, a fantasy world of mystery. She's French artist Anne Bachelier, and she'll be in town this week at Angela King Gallery for a unique exhibit and live painting. Anne Bachelier joins us by phone from France. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from in France?
I am living in the Alps, in the mountain. It's maybe 1 hour from Geneva, but in France. And we had the snow a few days ago.
Oh, my goodness. Is this where you grew up?
No. I was born in Brittany, in France, from an Italian family. And with the life, I changed. And now I am living in the Alps for 40 years.
Wow. Will this be your first exhibit in New Orleans?
The first exhibit in New Orleans with Angela was in 2002, 13 years ago.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Let's talk about the exhibit Before We Wake. Where does your inspiration come from?
I have no model. Every day at the evening, I have my sketchbook, and I draw. Sometimes something happens, and I know it will be a new painting, maybe. If I write, maybe it will be poetry or a short story. But I am a painter, not a writer.
Does nature play a role in your paintings?
Every morning I work with my dog in the forest and I pick up mushroom. And sometimes the light is so incredible, I know it will be a part of my painting. I do not paint landscape, but they are a part of my painting.
This is an imaginary fantasy world that you're talking about, an other world that captivates your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that fantasy world for us?
A few years ago, with the web, I tried to find one of my first teachers when I was very, very young. I wrote her by email, and I said, "Do you remember me?" She said, "Oh, yes, I remember you. As a little girl, always in red, and as a dreamer." I am a dreamer, I think. I am a dreamer, but the paintings are not my dream. When I was very young, my grandfather, I was very close of him, and he told me a fairy tale, and I was very fascinated. And I think it was the beginning of my imagination.
How did you come to paint, and how were you attracted to this metaphysical world, this world of dreams?
I was very young. I was at school. Maybe I was 8 or 9 years old. My father was a peintre du dimanche. Do you know this expression?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
No. Peintre du dimanche, he had a job, and the Sunday he painted.
Okay. So he was a Sunday painter?
Yes.
Okay.
Voilà. Peintre du dimanche. I like this expression. And I was always fascinated by the painting. And I draw. And when my grandfather gave me the first painting, I was very, very happy. And I have no difficulties with my parents to go at the art school. They said to me, "We know the art school for you. Do you want to go?" I said, "Yes." And it was the beginning of the adventure, but before I paint, always.
Can you describe a couple of the works in your exhibit?
When Angela King chose this painting for the invitation card, I like especially this painting. It's a blue painting with the woman asleep in the water. It was easy to paint. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. But for this painting, you know, it was magic. This painting was important for me for the light. Always I try to find the light in the painting. And the second painting I like is Le Voyage de la Fiancée It's a ship with two people, a man in green and orange, and the woman in white, pink dress and black. And you have something in the water. They are fish. It's a moment. It's the beginning of the story. I just opened the door.
Let's talk about your use of color and how you capture that dreamlike quality in your paintings.
I like to play with the color, but sometimes I like to play with the black and white only. And before I paint with oil painting, I paint on silk. I paint scars on silk. And you can use all the color that you want. It's incredible.
You also use gold and silver leaf?
Yes. Yes, it's magic. It's magic. I like it so. Whew, it's the dust. It's magic.
Yeah.
I like to play. Life is too boring otherwise.
Now, at the opening, I understand that you will do a live painting just prior
yes.
to the show. Can you tell us what you will paint?
I will paint on a mixed media on paper. I don't know what I am going to paint. I know I will have my ink, my brush, my pen, my watercolor, and maybe gold leaf, and I work.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. I don't know. Seriously, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Of course, it will not be a masterpiece. It's not possible because it's a very short time. But I like to share with the other. I am very lucky.
You're only limited by your imagination.
I think my imagination has no limit. Seriously.
Oh, we'll be very excited to see you when you're in New Orleans.
Yes, me too. Me too. I am a little bit anxious before a show. I am always, but I think Angela King worked very well for this exhibition, and I am very happy to see New Orleans again.
Artist Anne Bachelier, thanks so much.
Thank you, Diane.
You can meet artist Anne Bachelier Friday at Angela King Gallery, 241 Royal Street. Anne will be painting from 5:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Her exhibit, Before We Wake, opens at 7 p.m. More info is online at angelakinggallery.com. The docent program for teenagers at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art has been honored by the White House. It was one of only 12 programs across the country to receive the 2015 National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award, the nation's highest acknowledgement for those programs. Eileen Fleming spoke with Education Manager Ellen Balkin and Docent Kayla Curley, a senior at Warren Easton High School and one of the 7 docents at Ogden this past summer, about what it was like to receive an award and a hug from the First Lady.
Ellen Balkin explains just what a docent does in the program.
They train to be docents and lead tours throughout the museum in the summer. They learn how to be counselors for our summer camps and participate in our summer programming that way. And they also learn and work with a local puppeteer and create their own puppet shows based on pieces of artwork here at the museum. And then they bring those shows out on the road to local library story hours and children's hospital and bringing art to people who might not be able to come to the museum.
17-year-old Kayla Curley heard about the program through the Young Artists Young Aspirations program, and she applied. She thought it could help her get over her shyness if she worked with children.
They helped me to expand what I wanted to say and how I could relay certain messages to everyone around me.
She was confident she would get the summer job, and she did. And then she created her puppet show.
My story was about this girl who wanted to find a quiet place to relax and just kind of have some downtime because her family was loud and annoying, as she says in her story. So that's what mine was about.
Balkin says that in the summer, Ogden decided to apply for the National Arts and Humanities Award again. Last year, the first attempt failed to qualify for the top 12. This year, it did. And Kayla was selected to represent the program in Washington. Winners were announced November 17th, the day of the award ceremony held in the East Room. Kayla describes the day.
Everyone came in and then they announced that, ladies and gentlemen, First Lady of the United States, and she walked in, everyone's standing up clapping, and then she does her monologue and she highlights some people that are in the program and she talks about them, and then that's when different representatives from each organization top category comes up and they call who has won, and she reaches out for a hug and she hugs you, and then you just walk down back to your seat until the ceremony is over.
How important was that? Do you think you'll remember that for a while?
Yeah, I remember that for the rest of my life, because that was a really worthwhile experience, and just meeting the First Lady of the United States is really historical for anybody.
Balkan said it was also vital for the participants to meet each other.
They are all super inspiring kids who have done great things and I think will go on to do wonderful things. And the programs are also inspiring, just to see what's going on across the country. And the other thing that I found so wonderful was listening to Mrs. Obama speak about the arts and the humanities and how important they are in our children's lives today.
The program is aimed at improving literacy and language abilities, communication and performance skills, and cultural awareness. Since it started in 2008, the program at the Ogden has trained 40 public school students. They're given a stipend of $1,000 a month. By winning the Arts and Humanities Award, it gets $10,000 to support the training. Kayla is now a visual artist, focusing on sketching, drawing, painting, and sculpting, and plans to study graphic design at Loyola University. Meantime, she's recommending the Ogden Docent Program for any student.
It could change your life in ways that you never thought would happen. Like, I went to Washington, D.C. and met the First Lady, and just learning about artwork, you don't even have to really be an artist. Just learning about it can like create a broader perspective on life and a lot of things that you never knew you might have known.
Information and applications for Ogden internship programs are available on the museum website at ogdenmuseum.org. For Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.
You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. With Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, the holiday season brings on several themed productions. One caught my eye, a new play by Wren French, A Crescent City Christmas, presented by Second Star Performance Collective. It makes its world premiere this week. Joining me now to talk about this original new work are playwright Wren French and director Harold Gervais. Welcome.
Hello and ho, ho, ho.
Hi, welcome, Diane.
This production is billed as an irreverent and cheeky holiday theme show, as only Wren French could imagine it. Tell me more. What was the inspiration?
Wren and I have worked together quite a bit over the past 3 years. This is the fourth show that he's written that I've directed. And in the first one, which was a Clifton Monroe Chronicles, which is kind of a mystery, gumshoe film noirish, slapstick, throw it, whatever.
All over the decades.
Genre, yeah. Agitate, if you want it. Throw at the wall. Anyway, there was this character called Bang Bang Tang, who is a transgendered Asian bartender in a burlesque club.
At the Boom Boom Burlesque Club.
At the Boom Boom Burlesque Club.
Played beautifully by Jake Bardish.
Big Easy Award winner, Big Jake Bardish. We kind of fell in love with the character. And we've talked over the years about how do we get Bang Bang back.
We want to bring her back and do something great with her.
And I just kind of had this flash in my mind of Bang Bang Tang's Christmas conundrum. So it's like, oh, a Christmas show. So I texted Wren, let's do a Christmas show. I know how the first act ends, I know how the show ends, and I know what the gag is. So we had the Bang Bang Tang aspect. The last show we did was kind of a different series. It's called Saints and Sisters, Nuns with Guns in Old New Orleans. And that was kind of a spy conspiracy.
Very alias, very nuns.
Nuns and guns and blazing and yada, yada, yada.
It's great. Sound effects. A lot of Foley fun.
A lot of sound
effects.
Yeah. So it's set on Christmas Eve in an orphanage in Marrero, Louisiana. It is a live remote from WAIR Radio Shows New Orleans, which is the worst radio station in the world. It is featuring two characters from their long-running series, the Clifton Monroe Chronicles and Saints with Sisters, Nuns with Guns in Old New Orleans. It's them entertaining an orphanage on Christmas Eve. And it being WAIR, the world's worst radio station, things go colossally wrong. And it's out of those things that go colossally wrong that the show hinges on. And for the first time I'm in a show, I'm playing the announcer. Second Star Performance Collective and WAIR Radio Shows is proud to present A Crescent City Christmas. Tonight's delightful Christmas extravaganza will be featuring the tantalizing tease, the toast of the town, Miss Bang Bang Tang. And it also features the mother of all mothers, the lady who put the ank in spank, Sister Mary Catholic. Tonight, we bring you three Christmas tales of mystery, scandal, and surprise. Our first story opens on Christmas Eve in New Orleans. We hear the light sound of people singing in the street. The dark streets have an eerie and dangerous glow. There are two figures moving silently in the night. We see Bang Bang Tang merrily skipping along, singing a tune, and Sister Mary Catholic is approaching her. Unknown to them, a villainous pair of eyes is watching. And that's kind of how the show opens. And it becomes a story of actors, in spite of all odds, trying to tell their story and trying to get it out so that the kids at the orphanage have a Christmas.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Try the VR.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. We get to play with a lot of toys.
Yeah, I can tell. You're a great Foley artist. That was incredible.
Thank you.
He's here all week,
I'm
too.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Tip your bartender. At the end of the day, you know, it all really kind of ties into what I think a play is, and that's play. Trying to engage people's imagination, trying to get them to take a step back and have them remember what it was like to look at things when they were a kid. Wren writes this really kind of, you know, irreverent and cheeky, a little naughty.
Very
although
quick.
Very PG-13, it's worth noting. At max PG-13.
Yes.
These funny, Christmassy, but slightly inappropriate stories.
What was most challenging for you?
Harold wanted me to step outside of my comfort zone with it being just your straight radio play with Foley effects. This one really turns into
something else.
Something else.
That I'm not going to talk about.
Right. It really turns into something so much more. And that was a little challenging for me because he said, we want all of the elements plus this. It was fun. I cranked it out a lot faster than I thought I would. And then after three workshops and a lot of going back and forth and just analyzing and me pulling my hair out because I'm like, but I love it, but I can't have it, but I love it, but I can't have it. We came up with a really fully formed show.
If you're a writer, you know, I respect writers so much because writers, you know, they have to live in their head and, you know, everything's perfect in your head. And then you bring in actors, you bring in a director, and all of a sudden, okay, maybe it's not quite so perfect, you know, and you get that feedback, and then you have to go back in your head and start pulling things out that you really love and trying to find things that you're not sure about.
The editing process is...
The editing process,
is
you know,
just
I mean,
so hard.
What is it Ray Bradbury always said? You know, nothing is written, everything is rewritten.
And it's true, and it really is. And sometimes they're rehearsing these, and I'm thinking, is that the line? Oh, wait, that was the line 6 lines ago. That's why I can never be in my own shows, because I would never be able to memorize my own words.
So who are the characters and who are the actors?
Bang Bang Tang, we mentioned, who is played by Jake Bardish.
Amazing.
And Sister Mary Catholic, who is played by Rebecca Hollingsworth, who is very well known and a really marvelous, funny actress.
Hilarious.
You have a character who works in the orphanage, played by Leslie Bowles Krause.
There's two new people
in the show.
There's
two new characters, and one of them's played by Maggie Blazer. And then we have Matt Guillory. He's a really talented, funny, honest actor whose soul just burns through his eyes.
They make a very well-rounded cast.
Honesty, they really do.
You call it A Crescent City Christmas.
Yes.
What makes this work uniquely New Orleans?
It's based in the old Hope Haven Orphanage, which was in Marrero in history.
There's a certain attitude about New Orleans where, you know, New Orleans kind of presents itself to the world as this grand dame of cities, but when underneath, it's a little dirty. You know, and people kind of don't take life as seriously as other places do. And it's almost like we present two things to the world, this old city with wonderful age and history. But at the same time, you've got people who really enjoy life. You know, it's all the dichotomy of New Orleans. You know, I think that's kind of what makes the tone of the show really uniquely New Orleans, that it's a Christmas show and you have certain things that you expect a Christmas show to be. And those things are there, but there's also things underneath that you don't expect. You know, that thread of humor that's just this side of naughty.
Right.
You know, it's that sentiment that is genuine sentiment that isn't this kind of prepackaged, you know, saccharine-filled sentiment. I think New Orleans really comes from the heart. And while maybe little kids might not get the show, I think any kid over the age of, you know, 11 or 12,
they'll know what we're talking
about. Is going to get, you know, the humor and the things that are going on underneath.
And even that is still childlike humor.
Completely.
It's like a lot of fun and play, and you're like, they said that.
And I just think there's a great streak of humanity all through this show.
It's a lot of fun.
And there are only four shows.
Four shows only. Our opening night, December 4th.
It's going to be amazing.
It's a wear your best or worst Christmas outfit night.
Costumes, we've got ugly sweaters.
Copious amounts of door prizes. We wanted to do something big and something a little different. So wear your worst sweater, wear your best sweater, wear antlers, wear something.
We have candy canes.
Please,
and
God, wear something.
Oh, my God. We have a Christmas tree and people dressed like presents and all kinds of people showing up that night.
And I found the absolute worst sweater in the world to wear. So it's really atrocious and perfect for Christmas.
So the opening night will definitely be more of an event.
It's funny and it's sweet and it's moving.
Director Harold Gervais and playwright Ren French. Thanks.
No, thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Second Star Performance Collective presents A Crescent City Christmas by Ren French, opening Friday at the NIMS Black Box Theater at NOCA, 2800 Charter Street. Additional shows run December 10th through 12th. More info at eventbrite.com.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts, two turtlenecks, and a beer. Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon, three French toasts, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
See,
you need
yeah.
more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.